The state is making $75 million available to small businesses in Wisconsin aimed at helping them bounce back from the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, Governor Evers unveiled the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's plan called We're All In.
Wisconsin small businesses have stepped up during this pandemic to keep people safe, and many have pivoted to producing needed items such as hand sanitizer and face coverings. Providing relief to small businesses in Wisconsin that have been impacted by the pandemic is an important part of our response to and recovery from the pandemic.
Certain businesses could receive $2,500 if they commit to specific safety protocols. There's also a separate pool of money for minority-owned businesses. Rob Menser is Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, good to have you back with us. I think we don't have Rob, but we're getting him. We just lost him for that moment. Rob Menser will be with us in just a couple of moments. Hey, Rob.
Hello.
All right, so we've got this small business program. First of all, where is the money coming from to fund this, Rob?
So this is from the this is federal aid money. This is part of the packages that were passed by Congress as a part of the broad relief package on COVID-19.
And there's no need then for the legislature to get involved. This is something that the state, the executive branch, and the WEDC are able to disperse?
Right. That is true of this the $75 million assistance program. This is right. Exactly so. It's the Governor Tony Evers administration within WEDC will be distributing this. They're doing $2,500 grants. There will be a total of 30,000 of those available to businesses that have 20 or fewer full-time employees.
And what is the reasoning behind this? We heard when the federal business aid came out, a lot of it ran out pretty quickly. Sometimes the larger end of small businesses had more access to it. Is this trying to get more businesses into the loop here with this federal funding?
Right. That's exactly it. Now, the Paycheck Protection Program was the first sort of shot at this by federal lawmakers. And it provided a lot of money. It seemed like a lot of money at the time. It turned out to be not nearly enough money for the scale of what the economic downturn that we have seen across the country. And the other thing about that program is that it went through banks. And so because that was how the loans were distributed, the banks went to their existing customers, the companies that already had loans through these banks, and these tended to be larger businesses. So small business, you know, think about a hair salon or some, a mom and pop restaurant. These are not places that necessarily have that kind of relationship with lenders. And so as a result, they just struck out. They were just shut out of that particular program. And by the way, a lot of businesses that did have relationships with lenders were shut out too, because the money just ran out from the fund.
And if I'm a small business owner, I apply, I get the money, what can I do with it? Are there strings attached, things I have to satisfy?
First of all, the Evers administration has said that they're going to make some more information available about these grants when the grant period opens up. It's going to happen in early June, so a couple weeks from now. The intention of the funds is that they go towards operating expenses, and so businesses can use them for payroll or for rent or day-to-day expenses, right? So in that sense, not a lot of strings attached. However, it does look like the state is going to be asking businesses to agree to the WEDC's recommended social distancing guidance and other safety guidance. We've seen this. Many businesses are doing this already, but it appears that that's going to be a part of what the business's side of things are if they take this state money.
Talking to WPR reporter Rob Menser about a new program from the Evers administration using federal funds aimed at giving grants to small businesses around the state. Rob, Bill Smith, state director of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, was quoted in a WISP business article as saying $2,500, quote, obviously isn't going to go very far. And that kind of makes sense. A lot of businesses are probably down more than that in terms of business. Did the Evers administration say how big a help they thought this was actually going to be?
So, I think that that's certainly true. And I think that it's important to understand that businesses are dealing with not just losses of the last 2 months, but a very uncertain summer here and future. And many businesses have new expenses that come from purchasing personal protective equipment or putting up, you know, barriers in their spaces. And then, of course, if you think about a restaurant, like if they have to be seating at 50% capacity or something for social distancing reasons, then their profits are going to be down for, you know, who knows how long. So, I mean, I think that the realistic truth is that $2,500 is not going to be a lot for a lot of the businesses. However, the EVERS administration's point of view on this, or WEDC's point of view, is that it is a piece of the puzzle, and it's one part of broader efforts. There are other sort of aid programs that exist and other grants and loans that businesses can go after. And this may be one piece of the equation that helps some more businesses to stay open.
And Rob, you also reported on the ethnic minority emergency grants. I want to give a listen to Macy Hirsch. She's director of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, on a call here with minority business owners in the Wausau area, talking about this particular grant program.
There was a lot of discussion about where are the gaps, you know, in funding. That was very, very important, I know, to WDC. Where are the gaps? We want to make sure that everybody gets some kind of funding. And over again, in talking to, I think, many of our organizations, not just mine, many others around the state, that the ethnic minority micro businesses were some of them that were falling through the cracks.
And Rob, can you tell us how this ethnic minority emergency grant would help those businesses that she said fell through the cracks?
Sure. It's a very similar program, but it's just a separate pool of money. This is a pool of $2 million. They're doing $2,000 grants. So there will be a total of 1,000 of those out of that larger pool. And those go to minority-owned businesses. That's businesses with at least, you know, 51% minority ownership. And those that are either like sole proprietors, again, think about a hair salon or a food truck or something, or places that have three or fewer full-time employees. So as far as the falling through the cracks, it's like, by definition, these are very small businesses. The WEDC refers to these as micro businesses, and these are not places that got money from the Paycheck Protection Act, just almost by definition. And so these are some of the businesses that have struggled the most.
And Rob, as you mentioned, the grant period hasn't started yet. For small business owners who think, yeah, this sounds like me, something I might be eligible for, what should they be watching to find out, you know, when this goes online and how they get on board with it?
Well, so just to make sure that it's clear to folks who might be listening, the minority-owned business grants are open. The grant period opened yesterday, and they can apply through Sunday. Those grants will be distributed randomly based on qualifying businesses that apply to the state. So it is not first come, first serve. Anybody who is able to apply in the next week, you know, before Sunday, who qualifies is eligible for one of those grants. The other broader pool from the $75 million grants that go to any business, that will open in June. What it looks like, it looks like what the state is requiring is that the business needs to have been operating, early this year, and needs to have tax returns from last year. That's probably that's sort of the main qualification that businesses are going to need to submit, because that, of course, shows, the number of employees and ensures that they, in fact, qualify for this.
Rob, thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
We've been talking to Rob Mensah, Wisconsin Public Radio's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. We talked to them today about the state's grant program aimed at helping small businesses that were hurt by restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic. If you are an owner of such a small business, we'd love to hear from you. Share your experience with us. You can email us ideas@WPR.org. Again, ideas@WPR.org. Or tweet us @Central Time WPR. Let us know how your business has weathered the storm.